Start with roll call. Oh, sorry, guys.
I'm well. I'm gonna do it on my hold on just 1 second. All right. Okay, Count Axfield.
Here.
Councilmember Tom Nederberg.
Here.
Councilmember Kim Clements.
Here.
Councilmember Charles Davis.
Here. Okay, now Shay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, it's a little glitchy, but I will be quick. I just had a few things. The first, the CIB deadline is this Friday. The first, Eureka still doesn't have any projects listed on the CIB list on the Utah Project Portal. If you want me to list those for you, I'm happy to. If you want to email them to me, or if you want to give me a call, I can update that with you, whatever is easiest. Just wanted to remind you of that.
I have a list, Shay.
Yeah.
I have a list. I'll email you and then I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good. The other stuff I had, let's see, ORPA is open. So that's a planning grant through Outdoor Rec. They do like plans for trails and things like that. So if you're interested in that application, it closes on the 15th of May. Helping with a couple of those. It is pretty competitive this year. We heard today that they have 40 applications already in draft phase. But still worth pursuing if that's something that you're interested in. If so, happy to help with the application, reach out. And then the last thing that I had was we do a hazard mitigation plan every 5 years for the region, which essentially the biggest thing for communities if they adopt the plan by resolution after it's completed, then they become eligible for some FEMA funding and disaster relief funding. As part of that, we have to do a hazard workbook. I sent that out to all the communities, but I'm receiving a lot of responses from communities that they don't know how to fill it out. So I'm planning to fill those out for all the communities as the best that I know how. So I'll fill that out for Eureka. And then I'll just have to send it to you for review and approval. So whoever's best with like flood risk and wildfire and all that type of thing. It might be good to have you review it and approve it once I finalize a draft on my side. So. Sorry, you're breaking up a little bit, but that's all that I had.
If you want to send me the workbook, I'll happily take a look at it.
I believe he forwarded it to
I did send a
you and Regan, I think.
incomplete draft, but I'll go through and put in like answers and send over a like a more complete draft, and then should be the end of this week.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all I had.
Thank you, Shay. Dan's not here. Print out of the new SCADA improvements. Did you get a copy of that? And then really it's been where we want our budgets. I had some book a chance to stop and grab those before coming down here. And anything you want to add to that, really?
the recreation as soon as possible would be great. Because we actually have to present a budget in that council meeting in May. So and it
quite talk long. Last time about doing the gravel or waiting that. Do we just order that and have somebody bring it up, the scales? And I do think the best option 20,000. Be now we're gonna put it in what kind of material we're gonna have up there available, or what's gonna be required for or per yard for it. You know, and us all, you know, when people order it, it's kind of the city pay for it. Our city worker goes and does it because I haven't included any. We're buying the material for the next year and how, the wages we're going to pay for somebody to service out to the community.
Sure, please. Speaking, as I understand it, the city has to base going rate.
Yes.
We've basically.
Usually get estimates from several different places, and we've normally and It's been like $10 a one needs to come in. And let us know how much they've and let them in. So are we just gonna our stuff with the EPA once
that was dirt, right? What else are we selling to them? Road base or gravel or
we got to be using that to go on the edge of the road. But there is some road base.
With some road base to be brought up to here.
Possibly.
And we're holding on to it for
We're going to want to
yeah.
get some brought up. From the city, we've got it.
And then depending on what they charge customer.
So does anybody know is it standard road basis at three?
I've got a list in there that describes what it is, but I yeah, that's just to make sure they're not bringing in
tested prior.
I guess we could ask them. What their testing requirements are.
Compaction. But I don't think they tested would purchase it, so we don't get back to where we were replacing dirt with dirt with dirty dirt.
Yep. Lead.
This city is very.
Need soil right now
there's
because. We still have a pretty good size.
Under EPA, or what would you like me to do? Because I can do it.
Maybe some dirty rocks. Anybody else?
Just
Do you know?
They put this in job. Even got in it yet, but they approved it so they could use some.
For the flood control project. So yeah, they shouldn't phase one last I checked. Get extra FEMA funding to do. Subsequent. Phases. Do we want to visit road base?
I don't think we have choice. So that's part of
Yeah,
the
that's part of
EPA,
the EPA.
part of that.
It
Oh, we'll get that onto an agenda and get the moratorium lifted.
so we need to figure out. Oh. Get quotes from a few places.
Space for the road base. That have you been down to the gate off to the left? Left, there is just tons of space back there. Intended destination for it. Don't know if we need to get tarps for it.
No.
Yeah, we'll look into the agenda. Minutes.
We're not, I guess we have
Minutes.
the minutes. Okay, well, I've read the minutes. They look good to me. You know, so when we get there. I was just curious, they did send you Computech, yeah.
Yes, I'm pretty sure I signed it.
So
Just reviewing it right now.
the gas line over here. And I told her, and then, what was the other? Oh, the guy, Church Street into prison. He had approached the city council back in. Back when It was a different administration, the Cameron or something. It's a piece of property that the city acquired to the city. He has property on, if it's in, he said he'd also talk to you.
My understanding, and maybe different opinion here, but I told him to go to planning and zoning. I know that he had been on
There several times. In other and supposed to be writing a property agreement, and that's where it
Correct me
went.
if I'm wrong. If we're trying city property, it has to be surplus.
Well, that's why it went to the county, was a significant piece or an insignificant. Significant piece, and where he's, and it's a small, he had determined then that
Kind of what I came to the conclusion of. I can't speak for what our predecessor did.
Well, you can call the.
It may have that information, Mr. Whatever his name was, to get on the planning and zoning agenda and get a hold of Tony, because it's my mattered that. That it would still have to be surplus. There would have to be a pl the planning and zoning would have to make an
Yep. Yeah, and I can go get this.
thing. They know where the property lines are.
Yeah,
And
this was also.
didn't have that information. I gave him the information and I told him to reach out to us. Okay. So
significant. He's got the certified property survey. He just seems to go higher his own.
Yeah, that was my understanding. Like I said, the last that they needed to go to planning and zoning. They know exactly exactly which piece they're purchasing because they have cross-city property, but it's not actually city. It is city property, but it's an old alleyway that they're trying to cross. And I apologize. That one is on me. I forgot to pass. Run a gap. They either go underneath
The
the
ditch.
ditch, in which case it's based on this line over, take it along. The base there, just need to cross the old alley. Anyway, San Pedro, I believe is what it's called, planning and zoning to cross an old alleyway. Yeah, for the gas line, it's already there.
So they did mark it into the easement.
Packet of stuff that needs a signature. It might have been Thursday. That's in your box, and I can go get that out if you guys want to. Look at it.
That's what there should be at least. They're wanting to do is literally just in which, and they're the ones that actually they're the ones that want to do that, and they're like, there's a gas line right here, literally. We just
that gas line's probably in easement already,
yeah.
So it's just a matter of.
Yeah, I have concern right down to the line. I mean, that's.
Spence Hansen, because they don't own all of the property where the garage is sitting, the property and takes some off of what he'd already sold them, I guess, where that's any of our concern, but land use authority is the I don't either. I didn't know anything about it when she brought it in.
Maybe out the yardage on that too. They're specific for each different. Type of backhoe. So if he gets me the make and model,
get that for you.
But I don't know whether to do it on the work meeting. Or to do it on council, basically, it's just can anybody give me a link?
That is supposed to be handled by and trying to have meetings with them. I just I got a list
here. You walk over and know it's disgusting.
I hear you.
So
The duties and everything were. So that's on me. You're welcome to talk to me about it. As far as who's supposed to be cleaning it, though, is supposed to be
All right. Well, ladies, but it's there.
Yeah, I've complained about the bugs burning too. And thank you for bringing it up.
Thanks for addressing it.
Anybody else got anything you want to talk about? We got lots of time.
Nothing on the gas that would have to.
That would be through the county, wouldn't it? I don't know why they would fit. Feel like they'd need
so on that thing shape are those.
Those are basically all our capital improvement projects that we want, and really we can list out for the next, other than a couple. Water ones, I don't have a lot, so if we have it. And I haven't put it on there yet, but I do have that on there. But yeah, so shoot me an email tonight. Because I have a list that I've been tomorrow and make sure we have them all up there by Friday. So I would say if there's something you want on there, send it to me. No, so these are sort of a weird system, but this is what happens. We have to put it up on that website. What happens is if it goes to where we actually specifically, then we did with the water system, we have to go through in this. This is the estimates, and this is the. So you can bring. This is what I in the next 2 years. This is, but really, we can put stuff as far out as 5 years on there, and at least it's already there. And then we can up in the short term because, like I said, if it's not on that, so. Anything, yeah. Any
Projects of funding.
so sometimes we have water projects and it's like this one's kind of small and this one's kind of themselves. If we combine them, then we can apply for.
Yeah, everything already discussed that. That was making the parking lot ADA. Up at the city park.
So
I think what I'll do is
I was going exactly what you just mentioned to Tony. 88 and I are definitely on the same page.
Yeah, and so if we sit and we find something else, that's great. We can take it off there. But if it, I mean, even if we think, oh, this would be something really cool in 4 years, get it on there because. Because you never know what's going to pop up, what's at least we can apply. If it's not there, we can. Can't.
Well, the from separate.
So the. Well, right, buddy, they're supposed to come out. Out the first week of May. For where the crosswalks need to be. So that's not a done thing. We're going through those steps are best going.
We can put down as a capital project. Janet?
I think we can put not big enough. So, and that's the other thing. Because it's highly they're thinking of some stuff. So that's what we're trying to do. We're working through the state. They're coming to do the study for sure. It's the first week of May. Because of
Oh, does anybody know near after school? But do they have a pick?
And are the best places for those crosswalks would be? So,
the water to the cemetery. I'm guessing that's not a cap. Capital improvement, but that White House, somebody used to live in that. Do they not? Not did they not have water?
The Hannafin Farm.
Yeah.
So we can definitely list it on there in and of itself, but if we were going to say annex something here and we need to tank first and then to the town. That's something we definitely we can put it on there, even if it just sits for a while.
We could even look at the possibility of doing like a fire hydrant over by the
system. Room to it.
Like there's
yeah.
Water all the way. Yeah, that's where our wells are.
Able to put on that list, but if it is, we should put that on there. So if we do get FEMA funding. We already have that first phase
down. Was going to track you down for this, but we could also put on there like a
recommend putting it.
Somewhere in town. City owns 20 acres up by the park.
I was going to say somewhere by this school.
How are they?
There's plenty of water over there.
A lot of that, the cycle it so it doesn't use as much water as you would think.
You don't have to convince me. I'm
projects.
Well, And
That's a good project.
everything needs to go through that we can collect and recycle. So.
Cool. Yeah, I like that. Good suggestion.
I think that's where that rat went.
And we learned about that at the conference. And Nephi has it. Mona has put a rap tax. In, and it could be four part. And then we also have. Do we have a telecommunications tax?
Yes.
And then the last. Development costs and stuff like that. And I don't know if we've done a really good thorough analysis of where right. In one of the sessions about how a lot of times in our $35,000 in fees to start a house, still have an imp look at because that's when it comes in, we have to maintain it. We don't have money to maintain it. So those are just some
service contract. It's every 5 years it comes up next year. And I talked to them and they're going to create red bins about this. Same, and unless fuel prices on both so you got that every 5 years and then
in the bill, but yeah, we need to look at that, and then we need to look at our water rates to make sure that we're not upside down.